ललिता देवी राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी जय श्री गिरिराज महाराज जय गिरिराज महाराज जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमद इस डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिला प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमद इस डिवाइन ग्रेस शिला भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज शिला प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य शिला हरिदास ठाकुर की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो फोर्थ चैप्टर नाइन चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड ध्रुव महाराज रिटर्न्स होम टेक्स्ट 30 ध्रुव उवाच समाधीनानैक भवेन यत्पदम् विदुसनन्दादय ऊर्ध्वरेतस मासैरहं षड्भिरमुष्य पादयो छायाम् उपेत्यापगतः पृथन्मति ध्रुव उवाच समाधीनानैक भवेन यत्पदम् विदुसनन्दादय ऊर्ध्वरेतस मासैरहं षड्भिरमुष्य पादयो छायाम् उपेत्यापगतः पृथन्मति ध्रुव उवाच समाधीनानैक भवेन यत्पदम् विदुसनन्दादय ऊर्ध्वरेतस मासैरहं षड्भिरमुष्य पादयो छायाम् उपेत्यापगत पृथन्मति ध्रुव उवाच समाधीनानैक भवेन यत्पदम् विदुसनन्दादय ऊर्ध्वरेतस मासैरहं षड्भिरमुष्य पादयो छायाम् उपेत्यापगतः पृथन्मति ध्रुव उवाच समाधीनानैक भवेन यत्पदम् विदुसनन्दादय ऊर्ध्वरेतस मासैरहं षड्भिरमुष्य पादयो छायामुपेत्यापगतः पृथन्मति ध्रुव उवाच समाधिनानैक भवेन यत्पदम् विदुषनन्दादयौर्त्वरेतसः मासैरहं षड्भिरमुष्य पादयो छायामुपेत्यापगत पृथन्मति. वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन. ध्रुव उवाच. ध्रुव महाराज सेड, समाधिना बाय प्रैक्टिसिंग योगा इन ट्रांस, न नेवर, एक भवेन बाय वन बर्थ, यत विच, पदम पोजिशन, विदु अंडरस्टूड, सनंदादय, द फोर ब्रह्मचारीज हेडेड बाय सनंदन, ऊर्ध्वरेतसः इनफेलिबल सेलिबेट्स, मासे विदिन मंथ्स, अहम आई, षड बी सिक्स, अमुष्य ऑफ हिम, पादयोः ऑफ द लोटस फीट, छायाम शेल्टर, उपेत्य अचीविंग, अपगतः फेल डाउन, पृथक मति ही बाय माइंड फिक्स्ड ऑन things other than the Lord. Translation and purport by His Divine Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Dhruva Maharaj thought to himself to endeavor to be situated in the shade of the lotus feet of the Lord is not an ordinary task, because even the great brahmacharis headed by Sanandan, who practiced Ashtanga Yoga in trance, attained the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet only after many, many births. Within 6 months, I achieved the same result. Yet, due to my thinking differently from the Lord, I fell down from my position. Purport. In this verse, Dhruva Maharaj himself explains the cause of his moroseness. Firstly, he laments that to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly is not easy. Even great saintly persons like the four celebrated brahmacharis headed by Sanandan, Sanak, Sanatan and Sanat Kumar practiced the yoga system for many, many births and remained in trance before getting the open. Before getting the opportunity to see the Supreme Lord face to face. As far as Dhruva Maharaj was concerned, he saw the Supreme Lord personally after only 6 months of practice in devotional service. He expected, therefore, that as soon as he met the Supreme Lord, the Lord would take him to his abode immediately without waiting. Dhruva Maharaj could understand very clearly that the Lord had offered him the rule of the world for 36,000 years, because in the beginning he was under the spell of the material energy and wanted to take revenge against his stepmother and rule over his father's kingdom. Dhruva Maharaj greatly lamented his propensity for ruling the material world and his revengeful attitude towards other living entities. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरोन्वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपां सागरजातां सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं त्वं सञ्जीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखानितांशम् नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमा प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा सो सो वी आर हियर इन दिस सेक्शन नाउ वी आर सीइंग द ध्रुव महाराज आफ्टर दिस ग्रेट तपस्या दैट ही डिड performed austerity and within very short time achieved something which was unachievable for many births, for many great yogis. But having achieved that, he still is very dissatisfied in his heart. And because he is very dissatisfied, there is some lamentation actually that he has. So, I mean, generally it is said, like in the sixth canto, it is said that there is a verse where it says that when the living entity gets the body of a demigod, he is jubilant. And when he gets the human body, he is full of lamentation. And when he gets the animal body, he is always in fear. And then also in the 11th canto, it is said that those who accept the material conception of life, take the variegatedness of modes of nature to be factual, devote themselves to material enjoyment, and therefore are always absorbed in lamentation and grief. But we see that in the character of Dhruva Maharaj, none of these symptoms exist, but still there is some lamentation actually. So, it is important for us to understand that this kind of lamentation that Dhruva Maharaj is going through is not similar to the lamentation that a conditioned soul also goes through actually. No, this lamentation is for something by which he is looking at this missing point actually, what he missed spiritually. And that is why Dhruva Maharaj is lamenting. Because he thought, as Srila Prabhupada explains over here in the purport, he thought that now, as soon as the Lord, as soon as he sees the Lord, he was ashamed to express his desires to the Lord. And so he thought that Lord will immediately take him home back to Godhead. But because he was having this materialistic desire in the beginning and a very revengeful attitude, so Lord did not take him, and thus he is lamenting that those desires that he had, and this is This is a very healthy lamentation actually that a person can have. Because, and it is not that Dhruva Maharaj has been awarded a unrivaled kingdom, senses as strong throughout his life, but he is missing the spiritual aspect actually. Although he has a very prosperous and stable material life ahead actually. So it is said, those who have full knowledge of self-realization, who know very well that the spirit soul is eternal, whereas the body is perishable, are not overwhelmed by lamentation. But persons who lack knowledge of self-realization certainly lament. So we see that when great devotees lament, the characteristics of their lamentation is very different. Like Arjuna's lamentation in Mahabharata after the killing of Abhimanyu. You know, he was also lamenting, but his lamentation did not stop him to do his service the next day. He fought with equal vigor as he was doing previously. But only thing, he intensified his shelter and surrender to the Lord. So that is the difference actually. So the point over here is that Dhruva Maharaj is not focusing on what he missed materially, but he is focusing on what he missed spiritually, and from that thought process his lamentation is coming forth. So that is something which we should learn over here. Just few days back, some of the devotees, we were discussing something in our ashram, and the discussion was about Vrindavan Yatra, upcoming Vrindavan Yatra. And so we were discussing, we are going to Vrindavan after 2015 actually. 2015 we went to Vrindavan, 16 we did not go, 17 Mayapur, 18 Jagannath Puri, and then now we are going. So this devotee was saying that he has not gone to Vrindavan for 4 years. And then the devotees besides him reminded him that this year only he had visited Vrindavan twice. So, and then he said, no, I am talking about Maharaj Yatra. So devotees, you know, there is also a flavor of lamentation in them, but it is with a higher taste actually, that they feel that kind of, you know, they have visited this year only, like this particular devotee. He visited Vrindavan twice, only 6 months back, but he's thinking that he has not gone to Vrindavan last 4 years. Because he is missing Maharaj's Yatra. So, another point that comes out very nicely from this, Dhruva Maharaj missing this opportunity. Of course, Dhruva Maharaj is at a very completely different level of his spiritual evolution. But from a sadhaka's point of view, we should learn what is the importance of focus and proper consciousness in approaching the Lord. Just like when we go to this Kohoch trek, right? So when we are returning, there is one very, you know, it's like a very small diversion actually. So, but if you take that wrong turn, which seems as if, I mean, it is, for those who are not experienced, it is not so obvious. But for those who are experienced, they know that if they take that little wrong, seemingly innocent turn, then, you know, they are going to land up in Nane, which, you know, or at least 3-4 kilometers away from here. And then there are a few more turns. Instead of coming to the farm, we reach Galtare and then walk from there. And then there are air corridors also in the world where a 1 degree change in the, you know, their compass, if the pilot is not precise, then they will go to an entirely different country actually. So while we are practicing Krishna consciousness, we should also remember this thing from the life of Dhruva Maharaj, that, you know, Dhruva Maharaj got a very stable material life and an assured guaranteed spiritual world after that. But if we don't have proper consciousness in our approach towards Krishna consciousness, and if our Shraddha and our process that we are following, if we don't follow it with purity, then we may also land up in something material actually. And our position may not be as nice as Dhruva Maharaj. You know, so we should be like very precise as to what we are thinking. And even if we are thinking the wrong thing because of our conditioned conditioning, then we should know that Krishna is noticing all those things that we are desiring, and as a Supreme Lord and who is somebody who is very bhaktavatsal, you know, he at times is bound to be reciprocating with his devotees. So if we do not have proper consciousness and if we think in the wrong direction, then you know, Krishna may also give us that particular material thing. Just like His Grace Gaurang Prabhu, many times he explains that how once he was doing Giriraj Parikrama, and then suddenly after the long Parikrama, he was feeling hungry. So, and he was feeling as if, you know, it is nice, it would have been so nice if I would have got rasam. And then, you know, he was thinking, but what is the point in thinking about rasam? Now I am in North India. Over here, where will I get this? But just at the end of the parikrama, there was some South Indian yatra which had come. And every devotee had taken prasad. All the prasad was over except for rice and rasam. And then he got that. So he was thinking that, you know, this desire, you know, Krishna reciprocates so promptly the desire of devotees. So if we do not ask for the right thing, then Krishna may as well give us the thing which is our secondary desire in terms of the quality. So, you know, we have to be like, just like a mother, you know, if the child is not sufficiently crying, no, if he's not sufficiently demanding the one thing, if the child is asking for different things, then mother is also confused. But if the child is very focused that this is what he wants, suppose eating or playing or whatever, then the mother will immediately fulfill that. So similarly, Dhruva Maharaj over here is like that child. He was so intense and he was so focused that he achieved, you know, the highest thing. But just because of that slight tinge which he had earlier in his, with which he started the process actually, you know, he got to go through this 36,000 years of life in the material world. So this is very important actually, that we practice devotional service focus with intensity, but we also have the right kind of intention actually. Dhruva Maharaj, so his object was pure, but just because his desires were not pure, he had to, you know, go through this. And similarly, in our case also, we may be asking, we may be standing in front of Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari, but if our desires are not pure, then we will end up in something which is material actually. So, so we have to come to the same level of absorption as Dhruva Maharaj, but with the right attitude actually. Just like, you know, Kamsa, Narad Muni glorifies the absorption of Kamsa and even Shishupal, right? But the result in this, but because they did not focus on the Lord with the right consciousness, you know, they just got Sayujya Mukti actually, or merging into the Brahman. So it is very important that as we are practicing Krishna consciousness, we understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness very nicely. You know, it is just not important, it is just not sufficient to have proper focus, only proper focus. Just like there is this nice example, actually, our His Grace Gauranga Priya Prabhu and Baldev Prabhu, when they were on their way to Malaysia, they met this one Gujarati businessman, actually. And this businessman, he had all kinds of vices, actually. But he was a staunch follower of Giriraj. Very staunch follower of Giriraj. His faith in Giriraj was pakka. You know, whenever he was in India, very regularly go for Govardhan Parikrama, and spotless faith on Giriraj. But with that faith, he would desire that, you know, so he had habit of gambling, so he would desire that he wins his gambling, and he would win. He would be successful in all his materialistic pursuits, actually. With his very strong faith in Giriraj. But he is asking the wrong thing. Of course, if he continues, then eventually Giriraj will purify him. But we are talking from a sadhaka's point of view, who understands that material life is miserable and it is not something which is desirable, actually. So, there is a very nice verse in the third canto, ninth chapter, where Brahmaji is praying to the Lord before creation. So, he says, Yetu tvadiya charanam bujakosha gandham jigranti karna vivare shrutivata neetam bhaktyagrihita charana parayachatesham napaisinatharidayam buruhat swapumsam. He says, O my Lord, persons who smell the aroma of your lotus feet carried by the air of Vedic sound through the holes of the ears accept your devotional service. For them you are never separated from the lotus of their hearts. And Srila Prabhupada says in the purport that the relationship of the pure devotees with the Lord develops because of devotional service to the Lord on the authentic basis of Vedic authority. So it is not a sentimental approach or a fanatic approach, but it is based on Vedic authority, actually, that a devotee establishes his faith in the process of devotional service. And it says such pure devotees are not mundane sentimentalists, but are factually realists because their activities are supported by the Vedic authorities, who have given oral reception to the facts mentioned in the Vedic literature. We remember His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, once he met one of the very prominent leaders in the Indian spiritual scene, these even now, actually. And this was during one of the book launch, and I don't remember, maybe Maharaj gifted him his book, The Journey Home. And this particular spiritual leader, or leader we should say, you know, he told Maharaj that since last 3 years he has not read any book, and he is the leader, actually, of a vast number of followers. And when he speaks, so Zakir Naik had a big debate with him, and he made real fun of him, actually, because he is not establishing himself in the Vedic authority. And when he speaks, you can clearly see how shallow is his understanding. So one time this spiritual leader was in London, and Shruti Dharma Prabhu and our Shyam Sundar Prabhu, the Shyam Sundar Prabhu, Srila Prabhupada's disciple. So they were attending one of the sessions, and he was speaking, this particular leader was speaking in that group. And so he was explaining about love. So to explain love, he said, you know, love means, and with great emotion he spoke, actually. I cannot imitate him, but he said, when a master He says, when a master comes back home and the dog comes to him, shaking his tail and licks him, he says, that is love. And as soon as he said that, you know, Shyamasundara Prabhu could not control his emotions and he laughed so loudly that everybody started seeing him, and then Shruti Dharma Prabhu said, quiet, quiet, quiet. You know, because, you know, this joke was, you know, such a, and even recently actually somewhere, I don't remember the exact thing that he said, but he made a, such a similar thing where he was compared, again he gave an example of some animal to explain what is real love actually. Now that is the shallowness of his, and the interesting thing is some people, you know, really thought that this was a great example and they almost had tears in their eyes actually. So this is the unfortunate situation of those who do not establish their practice on the, as Srila Prabhupada says, on the authenticity of Vedic authority actually. And that is why as devotees it is very important for us to learn that the right philosophy actually. So over here, although the Dhruva Maharaj will be the king of this world for 36,000 years, but the most important thing is that from a sadhaka's point of view, he is actually for the next 36,000 years only the caretaker actually, from the philosophical point of view, right? Ultimately Krishna is the owner. And even if they would have achieved Brahmaloka or, you know, any other higher planets, it still always belongs to the Lord actually, right? So, with the right philosophy, it is important that we understand that we we are servant of the servant and we act in that capacity and we desire whatever we want to desire in our spiritual life in that capacity of being the servant of the Lord actually. So sometimes while we are practicing the process of devotional service, if we do not know what to ask, then it is better to, you know, repeat, although it may be verbatim or, you know, it may sound very parrot-like, but the prayers of the great devotees actually. So that, or the prayers which are mentioned in the scriptures, right? Like for devotees, for us, we can simply ask na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, va jagadish kamye. And we know that we are in proper line actually of the principle of devotional service. Otherwise, our situation will be much more precarious than Dhruv Maharaj actually. With Dhruv Maharaj, he was so focused and with that, he achieved the whole, he escalated the whole process so fast that, you know, what people achieve in millions of births, he achieved in 6 months, right? So, with this chapter of Dhruva Maharaj, this is one of the very important lessons that we learn. And being the members of the ISKCON society, we understand for us to remember and have pure motivations and desires actually. So, and with that motivation we associate with devotees actually. So sometimes I remember, at least for in my case, I remember it took me a long time to understand what is the principle of association of devotees actually. And when I reflect, in my earlier days of Krishna consciousness, I can clearly see that my understanding of association of devotees was, I cannot say it was completely wrong, but either it was very shallow or very incomplete actually. You know, because earlier, you know, we would think that we can do prajalpa also in the association of devotees. But now when we understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, we understand that association of devotees means that we practice things are like His Holiness Devamrita Swami Maharaj, when he was explaining this in his Bhakti Bhav seminar during a few years back, was explaining sometimes devotees misinterpret this, you know, guhyam akhyati prichati thing. So guhyam akhyati prichati is not about, you know, what brand of cigarette two devotees were smoking before they came to Krishna consciousness. Guhyam akhyati prichati is things which are directly connected to Krishna consciousness with Krishna in the center actually. And when this particular Krishna consciousness is kept in the center, then that association of devotees will nourish us actually. And this is the importance of learning the right philosophy, and without which we may miss the point of Krishna consciousness actually. So this is something which we should learn from this particular chapter or this particular verse of Dhruva Maharaj. So this is what I had to share on this particular thing. If anybody has any comments or questions, we can. Granthraj. So Prabhuji is asking about attitude change in association of devotees. So while it is true that we are material, we have material conditionings and we have materialistic desires, and we have, if we are sincere sadhakas, in most cases we will have cut off all our we would have most likely cut off all our connections with the materialistic society actually. And this may stand true for even those who are working in the outside world. So, when we are practicing the principle of association of devotees, then we may take shelter emotionally, physically, spiritually in the association of devotees. But we should know that one is that if we are talking about emotional shelter, then we go to the right person for the right thing actually. Only then he will be able to help us. Because if we go to a devotee or share our emotional struggles with devotees, then you know, there are two things will happen. One is we will not get the solution to our answer. And second is, if that devotee is not strong enough, then he will get agitated actually. You know, so it is better that if we don't have capacity, or if the other person does not have capacity, then we do not discuss things which may be related to, you know, a emotional turmoil of a devotee or his conditionings. You know, just like if somebody has had a very bad past with his senses, and if he starts revealing to you, and in the name of giving association to a devotee, if we hear all those things which we do not have the capacity to handle, then instead of helping him, we will pollute our own Krishna consciousness actually. So our own consciousness. And then we will stay agitated. That devotee may say, and he may, you know, feel relieved or whatever, but we will pollute our thing. So if we are struggling with those kind of things, then we go to devotees who have the capacity to, you know, handle that and give us that solution to that and bring us out of it. And amongst equals, we go to devotees with the right consciousness of taking shelter of Krishna actually. If we just make devotees as our shelter only for our emotional quotient, then we are not taking the full advantage of the association of devotees actually. Because in the association of devotees, if we follow Krishna consciousness properly and we are discussing pure Krishna Katha, then for sure our emotional things will also be nourished actually. So, but that emotional thing will not be nourished by discussing or, you know, chewing over that emotional problem. It will happen by seeing a scriptural, shastric point of view to that particular problem actually. So, in my personal, whatever time we have spent, I have seen and I can vouch for it that most of the time my emotional challenges were solved by direct Krishna consciousness and not by, you know, just trying to take, you know, emotional shelter. Of course, we are not at that pure level of Krishna consciousness, but we should try to learn. It is just like somebody, if he has back pain. Now, there are two things that that person can do. One is, he can make his back strong or he can put a belt which will support him. But if he is always putting a belt, so if it is very severe, then it is important that he puts a belt. But if he is not trying to make his back strong, then with that support, his back will become even more weak actually. So with that same attitude we take to the process of Krishna consciousness, that we take emotional shelter of devotees if we are in too much of turmoil, but we take that shelter with a view that we intensify our Krishna consciousness in that shelter, right? Because if we just, like His Grace Radha Shyam Prabhu gave a very technical term to this thing. He said sometimes devotees come to him, so he deals with hundreds of devotees, so most of the times he keeps on some mail exchange with those devotees. So he says he gave I don't remember the exact word, what he meant was that problem, that emotional problem, if we don't give it a spiritual solution, it becomes a cyclic psychological dumping, something like that, to that effect he said. So it's like if both of us are discussing and I share my problem with you, you tell me some Krishna consciousness thing, I don't pay heed to that, but 3 months later I again come to you with the same problem. So we have not discussed the solution, we have done nothing about improving that particular solution. But in the name of emotional support, we keep on discussing that emotional hangover that we may have over and over again, actually. So, basic idea is that we keep things directly connected to Krishna as much as possible. And in case of severe thing, we take whatever minimum basic support that we may require. Hare Krishna. I don't know if it makes sense to you, but this is what I did in my Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.